Said yesterday, I was really proud of the way that our guys battled back. It took all 60 minutes to get the outcome that we wanted. Wasn't the type of start we wanted, obviously, but we were able to get the outcome that we wanted, and we'll move on. With that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, just going forward, the run defense, where are you at with that, and you're facing a really hot young running back?
Well, our run defense yesterday, we gave up two explosive runs, one over 50 yards and one over 40 yards. And they had, so there was 90, I think 94 of their 127 yards were in two runs that we misfit. It's not where we want it to be. It's got to be improved. But I think we're making progress. Some guys made some nice plays. The two explosive runs were definitely something that we don't want to be dealing with. When you misfit it, it gets real ugly. And then both of those plays, we missed a tackle. One right before the half, in which we felt like we had a chance. We had them backed up inside the 5-yard line. We had a chance to use some timeouts, get the ball back to our offense, and we ended up giving up a field goal, and then had to turn around in 34 seconds and get our own field goal. So this running team that we're getting ready to face is doing a great job. The rookie running back has had some really explosive games. He's got 1,000 yards already, so it'll be a challenge for us.
Yesterday, I guess when Mike Turner scored that touchdown, Todd McClure, it seemed like he celebrated maybe in a way he doesn't normally. He kind of jumped all over. In light of some of the struggles of the short yardage with the week before, you think that was a real important situation maybe?
Oh, definitely. You've got to get back on the horse when you get thrown off it, John. And we didn't convert down there the week before, and we needed to make sure that we got it done this week. And when we had the opportunity, that was one of the few things probably that we did well on offense. When you really look at things that we did above and below the line, knocking the ball in our goal line offense was something that we haven't been very successful at. So it was nice to get that done. No, you can't really concern yourselves about the previous game and the next game. You got to really concern yourself about the game that you're getting ready to play. I thought we had a very focused week of practice. The practice week I thought was solid, and we did not go out and execute. And you can't turn the ball over 6 times in a football game and win. I mean, statistically, the chances of that happening are 2 or 3%. In fact, since 2003, prior to yesterday, there's been 61 games in which there's 5 or more turnover advantage to one team. And only 2 times did the team win that was on the wrong side of that ratio. So it's 59-2 since 2003, and we made it 59-3 yesterday. So we're very, very fortunate. I think the injury situation is going to be better than it was last week. We had some guys that were banged up. We've got some guys that we are anticipating that did not play in the ball game last week that were scratched because of injuries. We'll be back participating with us this week. So be good to get some of those guys back.
Did a good job taking away Tony Gonzalez. Is that the best defense you guys have played this season?
They were very physical defense. They do a very nice job. We knew they were going to come in blitzing, and they showed some stuff that we hadn't seen. I thought we did a nice job adjusting. I think our pass protection for the most part was pretty good, but that's one of the top defenses in the NFL. They stepped up when they had their opportunity, and they did a nice job. And I think the thing that you feel comfort is that we didn't have to change our game plan in terms of what we were going to call. I thought Chris got extended playing time. Dom had to come in and play for us as well. Robert McLean had to move from nickel to left corner, had some right corner snaps as well. He played all the positions there in the secondary in terms of the corner and the nickel corner for us, even had to play in our dime package. And it's nice to see that those guys were able to step up. You know, it'll be a big challenge this week. They got some big receivers. They got a quarterback that's got a big arm that can throw the ball down the field.
Anything new on Asante's injury?
Asante's injury, you know, Asante came back in and was able to come back and participate. He didn't play a whole lot of snaps yesterday. I think it was in the early 20s, low 20s, in terms of the number of snaps. He was in getting treatment this morning, and we will see how he feels on Wednesday before we get him, you know, be able to give a report. I will say this, we're feeling much more confident about the guys that were scratches because of health reasons in the ball game last week.
If Spoon is able to make it all the way back this week, how could he help the run defense against Martin?
Well, I think Spoon is a run and hit linebacker. Sits in there in our sub defense at the middle, you know, the middle linebacker position, and then plays outside linebacker in our base package, and Sean is one of our best football players, not only on the defensive side, but I think on our football team. And we've missed him, and we are looking forward to getting him back, and hopefully it's sooner than later.
There's been a number of games this year where maybe you didn't play your best or very well at all like yesterday, and yet you still won. What do you think it says about this team that you've been able to accomplish that?
That we're very resilient. This is a group of guys that regardless of what happened on the previous play, we put that one behind us and move on to the next one. And you just got to keep fighting. It's, you know, it's amazing. The NFL is so close. I think there were three overtime games yesterday. I say this all the time. You just got to keep playing. You just don't know what's going to happen. It's truly snap to snap, series to series, quarter to quarter, week to week. But it says a lot about the makeup of our guys. And there's a group of guys that you have to rely on, and our quarterback is one of them. I thought Matt did an outstanding job yesterday. Didn't have things go his way early on, not always his fault when we were turning the football over, but he's very positive there on the sideline. I don't think there was ever a doubt in anyone's mind that we weren't going to get the outcome we wanted if we just kept working at it. Oh, I think it helps immensely. Emphasis point on turnovers since we've gotten here and since Mike's gotten here, the way that we practice when the ball's on the ground, we want to pick it up and go score or work on scoring. And yesterday it was a big play for us. And no one really knew what was going on. It seemed like their team obviously didn't. They had guys running on the field, and Babineau had the wherewithal to pick it up and go get a touchdown. And that doesn't happen for defensive ends and defensive tackles very often. I was very happy for us to go out there and score on defense.
Coach, Akeem's got some extended play. How's he developing at his linebacker position?
Akeem's done a very nice job for us, Darryl. He's a guy that I think he's just gotten better and better each week. And the snaps that he's had to take because of Spoon being out are invaluable for us down the road. And he's going to be a guy that I think is going to be a very good football player for a long, long time. His role is going to change a little bit in terms of his snaps when Spoon comes back. But the snaps that he's got is invaluable. And there's going to be, I'm sure, an opportunity down the road where he's going to have to step in and play, you know, play again. It may not be in this exact role, but something very similar to it.
Is there a point where the misfits, because they keep happening, something that how do you deal with it as a,
Well, you got to correct it. You got to make corrections. And one of the misfits, it was an unscouted formation. It was a new formation. We didn't align properly. When you don't align properly, you don't have a good opportunity to probably be successful. And it was something that really simple and should not have been an issue, and really we've got to be much better at it, guys. You can't have 90-something yards of the 127 that they run on two runs. And we had opportunities to make them 10-yard runs or 7-yard runs, and we missed tackles.
Is that a situation where somebody should call timeout?
Absolutely not, John. You can't do that. It's a matter of the defense that's called, whether it's a 7-man front where you got 7 guys committed to the runner, an 8-man front, and you have to make adjustments based on what the formation is and how they presented it. We just got to do a lot. We got to do a much better job, guys, in these explosive runs. They have, you know, we did a nice job in third down yesterday. Did a nice job defending the pass. We just got to get better at cleaning up some things in our run defense. No, it doesn't. And, guys, again, I think we've been very transparent from the very beginning. I've been saying this since April, that you're not going to look up at the end of the season and see Michael Turner having 300 carries. That's not the type of football team we are. We may have been that type of team 4 years ago when we first got here. We're a completely different football team, and I think our statistics and our ratios define that. We're going to be an offense that we are going to move the ball around to our different assets, and we've got a lot of assets. And Michael Turner is an asset, as well as Jaquez Rogers and as well as Jason Snelling in our backfield. I don't think they should reconsider. I think I ought to not throw the red flag. That's totally on me. In terms of a coaching mistake, that was a coaching mistake. And I can assure you, do everything in my power to make sure it never happens again. Again, I probably don't need to comment on that simply because you're talking about officiating, and I'm not at the mercy to make those types of comments.
Last thing for me, Coach, could you talk about Julio? And I mean, you saw how tough he was running on a broken foot at the combine. And him getting out there on a short week without any practice, how tough was that for Julio yesterday?
Well, it's tough for Julio. It's tough for any guy to not practice. Didn't take a snap in practice all week long. We got him out there on Saturday, and he was able to kind of walk through with us. It just tells you how tough he is. We knew that we were going to try to get him in for somewhere between 30 and 40 plays. We got 35 plays in the ball game yesterday. He made a big, big play there in the last 34 seconds before the end of the half in our 2-minute drive. Had that last completion before we lined up to kick the field goal to get the 3 points there at the end of the first half.
Well, and the backup DNs, Matthews and Mascard, got a few snaps.
They did. I think they were both under 10. Daryl, I think you guys now can have access to that information. Yeah, you don't have to count it up off the tape. I know that you guys have access to that information. Right off the top of my head, I think both of those guys were both under 10 snaps. We wanted to give them an opportunity to play. We had a rotation set. It got changed a little bit because one of the series started inside our 20-yard line, and we wanted to make sure that we had the right guys with the experience to play those series. And we were in some short field situations, and I thought our defense did an outstanding job yesterday, 5 out of 6 times basically handling the short field situations or the sudden change situations, as we call them. That's correct, John. We like to have a rotation. We're not comfortable having guys play in the defensive line 90% of the snaps. But yesterday we were put in some sudden change situations, and not only sudden change, but sudden change in the red zone. And when you put yourself in those situations, you've got to have your best players out there, regardless of the rotation. So we did switch up our rotation. Their numbers were probably higher than what they'll be most of the time.
Just again, Ryan, what was your analysis after you saw the interceptions on tape? Just the bizarre group of players.
Well, there were. It's one of the most unique games and set of circumstances that I've ever gone through as, you know, as a coach. There were some, the batted balls. There were some poor decisions. There was, balls going off of receivers' hands. It was just one of those games where the ball wasn't going to bounce our way, and it didn't bounce our way, but we were able to overcome that. Sometimes you've got to overcome bad plays. Sometimes you got to overcome bad coaching, and our guys were able to do that. Well, Croy is a very athletic defensive end. He's probably undersized in terms of the defensive end position, but he's taken to this role. Actually, over the last 3 weeks, he's had to be our emergency linebacker in terms of if something were to happen. We only had four active linebackers on our roster, so two injuries would have put us in a situation where Croy Bierman would have had to play a linebacker in emergency situation for us. And there is some carryover. Some of the stuff that he does now and we ask him to do are more of the skill set that a linebacker does than a defensive end. So it gives us a lot of flexibility, and especially on third down. And I think that Mike and his staff, they did a great job on third down yesterday. I believe they were 2 for 16. I think they first drive of the second half was the only time they converted on third down, converted on a third and one, a third and five. And I think on the third and five, we had an opportunity for an interception and didn't convert that. But, Croy is a guy in Mike's scheme and what we're asking him to do. It's a hybrid, it's a hybrid position. We ask him to rush the passer. We ask him to cover backs. We ask him to cover tight ends. We ask him to close the middle of the field. You just don't know where he's going to be.